Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Brad, check your email. I think I got that right. Joining me from Universal Security Force. We don't have him yet. Not answering. Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. All right. Well, okay. This is what happens on live radio. You have these kind of things that happen. And when they do, well, you know. But we're going to try to have Kevin Mitchell from Universal Security Force if we get him on the air. If not, we'll just muddle on. I am prepared for that should the need arise. Okay. So as I was saying, here, very, very close to where I live, from Universal Security Forces, is the head. His name is Kevin Mitchell. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. How is everyone?
We're just trying to. We've been through an array of things just trying to get this to launch off there, which this never happens. But that's beside the point. Tell me about Universal Security Forces. What is Universal Security Forces?
Well, we're a company based out of Greenville, South Carolina, and we cover the entire state of South Carolina, and we're currently moving into North Carolina. We are a bunch of retired law enforcement, retired military, that said, you know, kind of had enough of all this, let's start doing it right. And we started our own company, and we've been around for about 4 months, and we're growing so quickly, we have a hard time just manning people. We're growing so quickly, so many contracts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you should go to their Facebook page and look at that. I mean, they're hiring on Facebook. And it's the living wage that everybody thinks that you got to have in order to make a living wage. You start on it right there at Universal Security Forces. Now, I'm going to try to guess here. Now, I think probably the biggest reason that your business is expanding is you do a lot of big events where in other parts of the country, those various big events have turned into a shooting gallery in the past. And
we do big, big events. We've done concert venues. We got two concert venues coming up. We do bike week down at Myrtle Beach, and if you've ever been to bike work at Myrtle Beach, both weeks is kind of rough. We went down there for that, and we had about 1,500 bikes at our location, and we didn't have an incident, didn't have any problems, everything went smooth.
And the thing about that, you guys are armed security, yeah?
Yes, we can do unarmed, and we do that mostly in retail settings, but you know, in events like that, every one of us is armed. We have a firearm on our side. We wear vests. I mean, we're fully tactical.
Right. The thing about the bike weeks is that bike weeks attract some really good people, and inevitably some bad apples show up and spoil it for everybody. But it turns it into it's quite the active environment at Bike Week in Myrtle Beach. And how many of the bike weeks do you do? Because they have multiples.
This was our first year doing it. Some national companies reached out to us, and they talked to us about the troubles. And things they were running into was security and, you know, just staffing issues. And I told them, I said, well, man, we can do this. And we'll put it together and have a good thing for it. And we did. We put together a proposal for them, and we went down and done it and went off without a hiccup. And like I said, the key is, you know, I call it verbal judo. When you get down there, you want to use verbal judo. You tell people right from what your expectations are, you know, hey, I expect this. This is what we're going to do. And then, you know, we try to find common ground on people, and we talk to people. We interact with them. As soon as they pull up on the box, we start interacting with them.
Now, I know out in California and L.A. and Beverly Hills and everything now, if the private security companies are the de facto, that's what everybody's going to. In Beverly Hills, they've broken it down into defensive grid squares because crime is spilled over out of, you know, Skid Row. And it's hitting everybody now because of a few things, because of California's government, because of the Gascon, the DA, who might get recalled. Very easy on crime, and they cut back the police.
Yeah.
So now, in this era of the police being cut back, and in this era of private security forces that are available out there, the role of that which you handle, the role of what your type of security company is capable of handling, is about to expand exponentially, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, we've been around for about 4 months, and in that time period, you know, people from North Carolina, major companies, is reaching out to us saying, "Come to North Carolina, we need you here." So, you know, we started that ball rolling. And I mean, in 4 months, we kind of, you know, got a good reputation in South Carolina, good enough to expand into North Carolina. So that tells you how fast we're growing.
Well, in this hour, what I'd like to do with you, Kevin, is I would like to throw a few situations at you, because I wonder if in the coming months and years with, first of all, I wonder how much the defund the police movement has hurt recruitment for police departments. I would imagine it has hurt them a great deal. I don't know how much, say, here in South Carolina, but still in South Carolina, there's a great need for the services you guys provide as armed security guards. But I want to get into some of these things, because you were talking about music venues. What happened in Las Vegas? That was a music venue that got shot up by the guy from Mandalay Bay. And do you know if they had private security there? Do they have any sort of security in place besides just the go this way, go that way guys?
Well, I don't know about there, but in here, the ones we work, we actually check people coming in with metal detectors, walk through metal detectors. We search their bags, search through everything they have. And to enter in, you got to be searched. And
right.
Whether that's, you know, hey, we look in your little chair bag, or we look in your pocketbook, or you empty your pockets out. Everything you go to the line, you're going to be searched. So nobody's getting in without going through a thorough search.
Any exceptions to that search? Like if a concealed carry permit holder comes in there with a gun, is that the exception, or is everybody in one uniform set of rules?
In most situations, when you take the concealed weapons course, I know for South Carolina, I'm an instructor here in South Carolina for that as well. Part of that, when you get the classes, you talk that you can't carry weapons where they serve alcohol.
Ah.
Most of these venues serve alcohol, especially the ones that were there. And so you won't be able to carry that in there regardless. So if you try to carry, you know, concealed weapons, even though it was illegally concealed weapons, we wouldn't let you in with it just because it served alcohol.
Right. Okay. Coming up on the first break, how do people find Universal Security Forces?
Well, we're on the line. We're at usforces.us. And that's usforces.us, Universal Security Forces. Just abbreviation for it, usforces.us.
You are putting together some event in South Carolina or North Carolina. Or maybe if you're looking for a job, maybe you go there and check out the website. It's a good pay. It starts out, like I said, at that living wage everybody touts all the time. And this is a growing industry. This is the ground floor. We'll be right back talking to Kevin Mitchell. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And before I get back to my guests, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome KLID 1340 AM. They have been kind enough to add me to their lineup. They're out of Poplar Bluff, Dexter, Corning, and Pigot in the Missouri and Arkansas markets. And it's very nice to have you with us. You are now part of the unofficial group I call the Ninjas. You're out there. You're very silent. I know you're there, but nobody sees you. Ninjas! KLID 1340 AM. We're speaking to Kevin Mitchell from Universal Security Forces. And I want to give you three different scenarios in the next three segments, Kevin. Okay?
No problem.
So, one of the things I've talked about is gun-free zones where they don't really have a deterrent force in there. Now, most of the time, it's some bigger business, but let's use grocery stores. In Buffalo, they had a lone security officer there. Is that sufficient to repel any threat that might hit it? I would probably guess no.
Yeah, that won't work. In my opinion, with my experience, you need at least two people. I never send one person in together. We always move in pairs, just because it's safer for the staff and it's more convenient for you to step in and get involved. For instance, one person might talk, one person might cover down on somebody if that situation was to happen.
So, would you have like a minimum of two guys dispersed? They're not going to be together, right?
I would have a minimum of two people. Depending on the size of the place, you know, I would probably have one at the front, one toward the back, because your threat could come in either direction. But, you know, of course you'd have communication devices, so one could go to the other one if something come up. And most of the time, you know, you see a suspicious guy walking, you know. I guess to leave the specific place out of it, but, you know, the other day we was in a place and I seen a guy with black boots, black BG pants, black shirt, and black combat gloves on, and he had a sword on his back, a 3-foot sword.
Wow.
This person was a black Israelite. And, you know, regardless of who he's a member of or his race or religion or anything, somebody's carrying a 3-foot sword. So, you know, you see people coming, and you have opportunity to make a decision. Hey, we need to watch this guy. Hey, we need to follow this guy. Hey, we need to, you know, do whatever. But, you know, you just have to do it based on behavior and weapons.
So, 3-foot long sword. So, ideally, right, ideally, if you had to deploy Universal Security Forces to protect a grocery store, what is your contingent going to look like? How big?
If I had my say-so, I mean, just like a normal-sized grocery store, I would have two in the front and two in the back. So four people would be able to protect that place, you know, from any kind of assault or anything going on. And like I said, you have two in the front, two in the back. You always want two together.
Right, so they can work fire maneuver, that kind of stuff. I get that.
Right.
I understand that completely.
If you have, let's say if you have somebody that doesn't have a weapon, that's just, you know, being belligerent. And most of the time, 9 times out of 10, you just got that guy wanting to show out, and he doesn't have a weapon. So one person could back up, and it's a 3-foot back, you know, and watch while one person engages. While the person engages, the other person is watching for any possible weapon to come out or anything like that.
So I guess, how would you have them kitted up, these four gents, these four guards?
Well, automatically, with our company, if you're carrying a weapon, you're in full tactical gear.
What level armor?
Well, I feel like 3.5 is good, just because most people don't come in with AKs and 30-06s. They come in with handguns. Now, we can go level 4, but most of the time we do not. In a situation like that, we just carry a regular, you know, 3.5.
The 3.5, now, are those rifle plates? Don't they feet?
Those are not rifles. They're just
pistols.
Now, okay. You can get an insert to put in, and, of course, you can move that to 4 if you decided to. But these things weigh about 5 pounds each. And where I'm at, you know, we don't have that much rifle play. We have a lot of gun play, but not much rifle play.
What about weapons? What kind of how would these guards be armed?
Most of them, we prefer to carry 9mm. You know, when I was with the county, we went from 9mm to 40s and now 45. But you know, for my personal company, 9mm is good. The reason why we like them is, you know, you won't go through a wall and hit it against a bystander. And that's the kind of things you got to take into consideration, you know.
Right.
You don't want a 5.7 that's going to shoot through four cars and then go into a building. You know? So,
right.
You know, you want something that's going to stop and not, you know, kill the guy next door type thing. So we all carry 9mm.
Does it matter which one? Is there a preferred one, or does it just 9mm?
Well, most of us carry Glock 19s. That's what about all of us carry.
Okay. I've got to suppose some sort of hollow point is the ammo?
Yeah, yes, sir. That would be correct.
And I'm also going to suppose they have some level of communications between them.
Yeah, we have rare communications.
Which is, and that's the stuff I'm talking about right now. To me, that's sort of the bare minimum they got to have, because if something does open up in front of them or unfold, they do have to. Is it hands-free radio, or are they able to?
Well, we actually have a dispatch. We have radios in our own dispatch. So, you know, we can radio into our dispatch, and our dispatch can be calling out any emergency codes or any emergency response while the officer is doing what he needs to do.
Very importantly, do your security officers have any power of arrest?
In the state of South Carolina, the SLED, State Law Enforcement Division, is in charge of security officers.
Okay.
Security officer, once they have three classes. Once they take the first two classes, basically they're security officer. They can do whatever. They have handcuffs. They have gas. They can do things like that. They also have the powers of arrest of the deputy sheriff on the contract area. So, for example, if we were in a department store, inside that department store, the guys would have the same authority as the deputy sheriff.
Cool. The reason I'm asking all these questions for those of you at home or in the car or whatever is this tells me they've done the math and they've done all the homework and checked all the boxes that needed to be done in order for them to actually execute a tasking, which is protection of somebody within the border or the building of their jurisdiction. So that answers all of that. When we get back, we're going to talk about some other scenarios with my guest. He is Kevin Mitchell, Universal Security Forces. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. More than 10,000 visitors were ordered out of Yellowstone National Park as unprecedented flooding tore through the northern half of the nation's oldest park, washing out bridges and roads and sweeping an employee bunkhouse miles downstream. T.J. Britton once lived in the area.
It's like watching a live funeral. I've watched this on TV happen to lots of other people, and when it happens to you, it's devastating.
Authorities say a house that was picked up by floodwaters floated for 5 miles before it sank. The gunman who killed 10 people in an attack at a Buffalo supermarket was charged Wednesday with federal hate crimes and could face the death penalty. The criminal complaint filed Wednesday against Peyton Gendron coincided with a visit to Buffalo by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who was expected to address the charges and meet with the families of the people who were killed. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called on U.S. oil refiners to produce more gasoline and diesel, saying their profits have tripled during a time of war between Russia and Ukraine, and as Americans struggle with record-high prices at the pump. Gas prices nationwide are averaging roughly $5 a gallon, an economic burden for many Americans, and a political threat for the president's fellow Democrats heading into the midterm elections. Automakers on Wednesday reported nearly 400 crashes of vehicles with partially automated driver assist systems, including 273 involving Teslas. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration cautioned against using the numbers to compare automakers, saying it did not weight them by the number of vehicles from each manufacturer that used the systems or how many miles those vehicles have traveled. Automakers reported crashes from July of last year through May 15th this year. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Kevin Mitchell. He is from Universal Security Forces. And, you know, one thing that I have thought that we might end up seeing since my idea is never going to get taken up. I think security force contracts would be a splendid idea to stick armed people in schools.
Well, we've actually been approached by a county in South Carolina about doing that.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is the insurance company. Insurance companies want to prevent us from doing it. They see that as a high risk type activity. Therefore, they make it where we can't really do it. But it's a great idea, I think. And I think eventually, you know, we may can get to that point. But I think the companies, you might say, want to discourage that. But I think that's what we need to do.
So I guess it's a lower risk to have them helpless. Is that what the insurance companies are saying?
I think that's what they think. Yeah. For example, I pay about $10,000 for insurance.
Right.
And just to give you an idea, to work a concert is $25,000.
Okay.
Just to do a concert.
Sure.
And we're talking about multiple schools. You probably $75,000 to $100,000 in insurance fees to do that.
And
it's impossible. Nobody can do it in South Carolina. You know, we talk about it, but we just, you know, the counties can't pay that. I mean, that's a fee that they just can't swallow, then pay the staff to do that too.
Well, yeah, but see, here's the thing with this. This is the thing. Now, I know some states have armed teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know around here in South Carolina, probably they're going, it's just horrible to think that the teachers have to be armed in today's world. But, you know.
Yeah. They have the choir, brother. Huh? If we can figure out how to do it, we'll be in there tomorrow.
Well, but, it sort of sounds like has anybody gotten with any legislators to ask them, okay, so you guys say you can't pay it. Well, what's plan B? Because the problem that I see is if they're not – the problem with schools is that schools – my position's always been since Columbine, there shouldn't have been another one.
Right, exactly.
And the reason that there have been other ones is because there's been no uniform approach to doing this. Now, if in South Carolina they don't have the stomach to allow teachers to volunteer to be armed, which wouldn't cost them nothing, right? Wouldn't cost them nothing. They have security. They have school resource officers, but you know, most of those guys are not exactly a school resource officer on a modern upstate campus. That dude's got to be a track star to get to where the trouble is, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, then that's just the key. I mean, you know, you might have a 2-acre school. You know, how are they going to get there? How's he going to know where the problem is? You know, you'd have to have some kind of great computer system for those, you know, for somebody to alarm and show you what classroom to go to, then you're gonna have time to get there.
Right.
I mean, the problem is having, you're gonna have to have multiple locations all over the school. And that's where your security forces come in. I mean, if you can put 12 people in one school, I mean, we protect everything that's up school. I mean, we're protecting it. We're protecting grocery stores, we protect malls, we protect phone stores, we protect everything except our kids.
I know in Israel they got a multi-man, fully kitted up armed force, and the ones that are outside are on motorcycles. So if something happens and they have to get from point A to point B, they don't have to run through the hallway. They're going to go outside the school really, really quick.
Right.
And so how much now when you say that the dollar figure you threw out there, is that per school? Is that per contract?
That would probably be per contract.
Per district.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And how much is that?
We didn't even go that far. When we got stopped at the first number, I said, well, that's just not going to work. So we didn't even go that far. And we talked about seeing a legislator about it and talking about it. We've actually contacted one of our guys and talked about many things about that, you know. But again, you know, we got to get out and vote, man. You know, people got to get out and vote, put the right people in offices, and we can take care of these things to protect our families and our rights.
I've talked to South, you know, Greenville County deputies, and I'm told by them that if they do arrive on scene and something is going on, which means they something bad has already happened by the time they get there, but their instructions are and their training is to just go in on it. But it just seems to me that's a horrible position to take simply because you're completely reactive. You don't know where the guy's at. You don't know what he's doing. You don't know how many he's killed. You don't, you know, it would be so much better. And I refer to your guys. I refer to any guys that are out there that are in a protective role, in an armed protective role. I refer to them as pipe hitters. And, you know, these are hardened individuals, mentally hardened, that, you know, this is the job. Oh, we have an armed assailant in here blowing holes and things. Well, guess what I'm going to do? Those kind of guys. And, you know, if not this, what? Because nobody else seems, I mean, they don't have enough police to do it, do they?
No, they don't have enough police. You know, a funny stat is in the county that I live in, the Department of Public Safety, I think in last month they thought they were 80 officers short.
Yeah. So are you in Greenville or Spartanburg?
Greenville.
Yeah. I don't know what the effect has been on police officers here. I don't know if there's been any contracting of that or anything else like that. But, I mean, the Greenville County School District is a gigantic school district. And the schools in the district are gigantic. And I just don't see a couple of guys on foot being able, if they have that many. How many would you put in a school? How many would you put in a school? My son went to Greenville High School. How many would you put in Greenville High School?
Well, Greenville High School's probably got 1,100, 1,200 kids.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can put 20 in there and you still probably have problems, you know, getting everywhere. But, right. you know, I think that would be the starting point.
Is that what, do you think that's what it's going to take? In order to actually do a deterrent, have a deterrent effect?
See, the problem with life is when people have no, when people do something, there has to be a result of something they do. You know, cause and effect. You know, when somebody comes in the store and they smash the windows and they, you know, smash and grab, well, if we don't stop, if we don't arrest those people, we don't punish those people, you know, send through the judicial system, well, they're not losing nothing.
Right.
So if you're not going to lose nothing, why not just keep doing it? I mean, there's no effect or no cause to the effect of what they're doing. So, you know, they just keep on and keep on and keep on. School shooters, I mean, everybody's the same. If, you know, you watch these shows on TV about the lions and tigers and this Serengeti, well, the lions keep going to the water because nothing's stopping them from killing the gazelle.
Right.
As long as the gazelle's there, they're going to come and they're going to eat them.
Sure. Sure.
And that's what life is, man. Until we put a stop to it, it's going to keep happening.
Yeah, that is. I definitely agree with that one. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you again.
All right. If you go on the online, you can type in usforces.us. That's USFORCES. USforces.us.
They're hiring.
We're hiring. We need as many people as we can get. We've got so many contracts, we have to turn them down daily because we can't man them.
They're losing money. They'd rather pay you than lose money. Go check them out. If I could run, I'd be there myself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. If you live out somewhere, if you're a concealed carrier, you've already taken, you know, you've already taken responsibility for your being the first responder. Prior to Ferguson, Missouri, when there was 900 plus thousand cops out there, that was one cop for every 19,000 people. And that was the good old days. Now, I don't know where it's at, and we still lack police. Even where I live, we lack police. We don't have enough police. So, the shape of things to come is going to be private security forces. From joining us again from Universal Security Forces is Kevin Mitchell. Still got Kevin?
There he is. Still here.
Okay, okay. So, tell me some of the businesses that have contacted you saying, we need your services.
Well, they won't let me discuss actual name.
Sure. Just the type of business.
I would say major retail stores like you would see in the mall.
Right.
So you would see major phone company. That we hear on the TV and advertisements every day.
Right.
Major sporting goods stores. I mean, from major women's underwear clothing stores to makeup stores is using this for different things.
What about have any city or county municipalities contacted you saying we need you to augment us here, or like in the case of San Francisco prior to Chase of Bodine being kicked out? I know a lot of their shopping areas got decimated by looters. I know in Los Angeles, Rodeo Drive got decimated by looters, and that's because they don't have enough cops.
Well, we have been contacted by major store chains. That has put us on the hurricane watch list.
Right.
So when hurricanes hit South Carolina, we'll be basically loaded up into the coast. We're already in the planning for that now.
How many people will you take for that?
I'll probably take about 20 guys, and that's just what I got. I think I have 24 employees right now across the state of South Carolina.
Right.
And we just can't find people.
And you have jobs for, if you could staff them, how many would you have?
We could probably have 100 if we could staff them. I mean, we turn down jobs every day. Man. Every day.
So, is there ever a situation where you could see your guys sort of really tooling up, like maybe for a hurricane, are they going to tool up and carry some sort of an AR, something like some personal defense weapon that's a little bit bigger than a 9mm and rifle plates and a few other things?
We have discussed things of that nature. We haven't had a final decision yet with the companies. But we definitely have discussed things. Because, you know, when you get to a coast, if you get some looters and stuff, power's out, you know, there's problems going on. Sometimes you need a little bit more than just a handgun.
Sure. Well, I mean, I remember with Ferguson, I referenced Ferguson earlier, and with Ferguson, they sent four Oath Keepers there that were totally tacked up. They were tooled up, ready to go. They did have rifles. They didn't point them at anybody. They just appeared.
Yeah.
And 2 days later, it was done.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of the Oath Keepers. I think that they were a constitutional group representing, you know, the Second Amendment and people's rights.
Right.
So I watched the TV shows and you watched it, and I was very glad to see him down there. Their constitutional right.
I'm going to suppose your guys carry a little bit of trauma care with them as well.
You are correct. So you could be working for us right now, Bill.
Well, as long as I didn't have to chase anybody, I could, Kevin. I mean, I got a couple of issues when it comes to actually running. However, if you got me one of those really fast segues, I'm your guy.
We can work on that.
If you let me work 40 hours a week, I might just figure out a way to do it anyway.
You know, Bill, we start out paying around $17 an hour.
I was going to get to that.
Some of them go up to $30 an hour, and we still have problems.
$17 an hour.
Yeah.
Which is above the leftist wish list minimum wage, which is $15 an hour, but up to $30 an hour, I suppose. How much work do you think your guys get per week, per month? Or can you tell me that?
I'm trying to think how to tell you there. Right now, like I said, my 24 guys I got, they're working about every job. I mean, literally, they need to get off at 8 o'clock somewhere, and right. I got a job starting at 10 o'clock. So, I mean, they're working sometimes 60 to 80 hours a week.
Wow.
I had a guy this morning get off at 3 a.m. Yeah. And was back in a retail store this morning. And what makes it really funny, Bill, is a lot of the places that the first people to hire to put this in somewhere is liberal-owned company.
I often wonder about those myself. I sit back there and I know that they understand the utility of guns because, well, they understand that bad things happen. But for the ones that get out there and say this is a gun-free zone and then they don't put anything in place, that's where if somebody says it's a gun-free zone and I walk in there, I want to see some of your people. I want to see USF guy sitting there, because then I know, okay, so I don't get to carry a gun, but there's somebody here that does. I'm good.
That's one of the problems. Even at the malls in Greenville, not naming any names, but, you know, by law, we can carry a weapon in the mall.
Right.
But when you walk in the mall with that weapon, carrying it legally, with the proper identification, the mall security is going to tell you to leave. And then when you don't leave, they're going to call the police, and they're going to tell the police that you're being a disturbance, and then the police says you're being a disturbance, come on out. So they're totally abusing our constitutional rights at some of these places, man. I mean, you know, we see it all the time, and we look at it, we shake our heads, we think, oh, goodness. But, you know, nobody's challenging them.
Well, this is why I have never, ever carried out open, even if it, now that it's legal with a CWP, I don't carry open carry, because I go places. Plus, the other thing is, I know, like at these malls, the thing about these malls, and you're an instructor, you could tell me if this is still true or not. Now, I took my class a long time ago. I was told that the gun-free zone sign has to be on every door to this building. Is that correct?
And a store has to have it in a special place, and it's got to have the exact inch writing, the color writing, everything. It's got to be exactly right on the front door.
Right.
But if an owner just decides, hey, you know, I want you out here because you're carrying a gun, SLED will back them up and ask you to leave.
Well, sure. Sure, I get that part. Yeah.
And that's what happens. They don't have any of those doors on the mall. But when you come in, they ask you to leave, you know.
Yeah, I like with one of the malls here in Greenville that I used to deliver to, I knew, for example, that all of those access hallways where they deliver to the, like in the food court and these other places, Mm-hmm. Not a sign at all. Not nowhere. Not even on the main entrance. I could see if they had one there. And in Greenville, every door except for the ones at JCPenney, which is still open, had gun-free zone signs. But the JCPenney not having them negated the entirety of it. I don't think they have any of them anymore. But
and you know, and that's the legal part from probably the mall. You know, it would be a nightmare to try to enforce something like that, just because you have so many different businesses with interests.
Right.
So I can definitely see it. And, you know, on the other side of things, Bill, let me see how many times I see people walking through the mall and going in some of our stores and open carry guns falling off their belt into the floor.
That's my nightmare.
We talk about probably three times a day.
Yeah, that's my nightmare. I never want to have that happen. I carry a gun as securely as I can.
That's a bad feeling, man. When you get in there and you know, a gun drops, you know, 6 foot from you on the floor, and everybody just stops and looks around. The guy, whoops, it fell off my belt.
Don't worry, I got a permit. Listen.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. We're about to run out of time. You, Universal Security Forces, they are hiring anywhere on Facebook also, $17 to $30 an hour. Their guys are working 60 to 80 hours a week. If you're one of these people looking to earn some money and actually do something very noble, this is the place to go, Universal Security Forces. Thank you, Kevin. I will be in touch.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be Monty Long. He is with Excess Sights. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.